This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Supreme Court has handed President Donald Trump a second stunning election season rebuke in days, this time to his bid to end legal protection for young immigrants. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
The administration tried to end DACA, the Obama-era program that shields from deportation 650,000 immigrants brought here illegally as kids. The court ruled 5-4 in rejecting the administration's argument that the program is illegal, with Chief Justice John Roberts joining the court's liberals. It made top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer cry.
These kids, their families, I feel for them.
Kids like Alejandra Gonzalez in Wisconsin.
I can continue living as a normal human being.
The court ruled Monday employers cannot fire people for being gay or transgender. The president tweets both rulings are politically charged, like shotgun blasts to the faces of Republicans and conservatives. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
1.5 million Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, though the number remains historically high. After peaking at nearly 7 million 3 months ago, jobless aid applications fell for the 11th straight week. The decline was much smaller than in recent weeks, falling just 58,000. The numbers suggest the job market has begun a slow recovery. The total number of people receiving unemployment aid fell slightly, with many going back to their old jobs. Employers added 2.5 million jobs last month, and shoppers headed back to retail stores. Still, analysts warn the economy will likely struggle to sustain the recent gains. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A former Atlanta police officer charged with killing Rayshard Brooks, an African-American man who was shot twice in the back after scuffling with police, has turned himself in. Garrett Rolfe was being held at the Fulton County Jail Thursday. He's charged with 11 counts, including felony murder for shooting Brooks last week at a restaurant parking lot. A second officer on the scene who did not discharge his weapon, Devin Brosnan, is charged with aggravated assault and other charges. He was released on bond Thursday. Brooks scuffled with the two officers after they attempted to arrest him for driving under the influence. He grabbed one of the officer's tasers and ran, discharging the taser at Rolfe before Rolfe shot and killed him. The death of Brooks, the latest in a long line of African Americans whose fatal encounters with police have been documented on video, further heightened U.S. social tensions at a time of national soul searching over police brutality and racism in the criminal justice system. The World Health Organization hopes hundreds of millions of doses of coronavirus vaccine can be produced this year and 2 billion doses by the end of 2021. Reuters' Adam Reed reports.
Chief Scientist Soumya Swaminathan went on to say Thursday that the plan was to make 2 billion doses available by the end of 2021. She said the WHO is drawing up plans to help decide who should get the first doses once a vaccine is approved.
Should it go only to the countries which have paid for it or are capable of paying for it to cover their own populations, or should it go to protect frontline health workers or the most vulnerable people, whether they are the elderly or whether they are people with other diseases?
Around 10 potential vaccines are now undergoing human trials, with the aim of infection-preventing doses becoming available in the coming months. Swaminathan described the ambition for hundreds of millions of doses this year as optimistic, and the hope for up to 2 billion doses of up to 3 different vaccines next year as a big if.
That's Reuters' Adam Reed. Entertainer Vera Lynn, who was known as the Force's sweetheart during World War II, has died at the age of 103 south of London. AP's Margie Zarrilletta reports.
Meet again. The British called Vera Lynn the Force's sweetheart during World War II, with songs like We'll Meet Again and The White Cliffs of Dover. Lynn once told the Associated Press her appeal was that she was an ordinary girl who reminded servicemen of the ones left back home. At the age of 92 in 2009, Lynn's greatest hits album hit number one in the UK, beating out long-awaited remastered albums by the Beatles. I'm Archie Zarrilletta.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.